Welcome to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast, a weekly conversation about mental health, personal development, and all the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia. For more information or to find a therapist in your area, visit our website at therapyforblackgirls.com. While I hope you love listening to and learning from the podcast, it is not meant to be a substitute for a relationship with a licensed mental health professional. Hey, y'all. Thanks so much for joining me for session 188 of Therapy for Black Girls podcast. We are finally at the finish line, y'all. 2020 is almost over. And I hope that you've had some time recently to rest, eat some good food, laugh, connect, and just take some time for yourself. For the past couple of days, I have indulged deeply in spending time with my family and catching up on my playlists, including Bridgerton, The Flight Attendant, Soul, and Sylvie's Love. And I'm currently looking for my next watch, so if there's something that you've watched recently that I need to add to my list, hit me up on Twitter at HelloDrJoy and let me know what to watch next. I've also been spending some time thinking about the whirlwind 2020 has been. Something I've been working on with my therapist is being able to do a better job of processing things as they happen as opposed to storing it all up to process later. And I felt like so much has happened this year that it's been difficult to do that in real time, which is probably why I've been thinking about it lately, now that my schedule is slower and I have a little more downtime. I've spent some time thinking about how this year has changed me in ways that I can see, and probably lots that I can't see right now. And what happens next year, as so much still feels uncertain and precarious. I've made myself a list of 12 questions to journal about, and of course, I want to share them with you. You're welcome to write them down, but of course, we've also made a handout for you that you can download. You can text the word questions to 504-499-0663 and you'll get a download sent to you. Again, that number is 504-499-0663 and just text the word questions. As with all of my prompts, I invite you to find some time in the beginning of your day or at the end to write. And try not to get too in your head about what you're writing. It's not an assignment, but more an exercise in bringing what's inside out. And by no means do you need to ponder on or write about all of these things in one sitting. Take as much time as you need. And it doesn't need to even be done by January 1st. You can do this on your own time. So question number one, how are you really feeling? When you think about what 2020 has been and what 2021 might be, what comes up for you? Number two, what was most difficult for you about 2020? Number three, what brought you joy this year? Number four, what helps you to feel safe? Question number five, what surprised you about yourself this year? Number six, what surprised you about others this year? Number seven, how are you planning to take care of yourself next year? Number eight, how do you know when you've overextended yourself? What are the signs? Number nine, what boundaries need some readjusting in the new year? Number 10, what additional supports have you recognized would be helpful? Number 11, how can you help make a difference in your community next year? And number 12, what are you most looking forward to in 2021? I know that last year we talked about choosing a word or a theme for the new year. I've not done that yet this year, and I'm not sure if I will. I'm not quite feeling like I'm ready to choose a word for 2021, but if that's something that you're going to do, then I think that that would be a good idea to journal about that as well. So these are the questions I'm writing about, but y'all always have great questions too. So if there are other things that you're reflecting on as we wrap up 2020, if you're comfortable, please share them with us on social media using the hashtag TBGInSession. And don't forget to text two sisters in your circle right now so that they can check out this episode as well. If there's a topic you'd like to have us cover next year on the podcast, please submit it to us at therapyforblackgirls.com/mailbox. And if you're looking for a therapist in your area, be sure to check out our therapist directory at therapyforblackgirls.com/directory. If you're looking for a place to just be yourself or to connect with other sisters in your area, come on over and join us in the Yellow Couch Collective, where we take a deeper dive into the topics from the podcast and just about everything else. You can join us at therapyforblackgirls.com/YCC. Thank y'all so much for joining me again this week. I hope that you have a peaceful remainder of 2020 and a joyful entrance to 2021. I look forward to continuing this conversation with you all real soon. Take good care. You may have heard that most people who are Black have O-type blood. O is commonly needed for emergencies. But did you know 1 in 3 of us is a match for patients with sickle cell disease? Regardless of blood type, every day our blood saves lives and eases the pain of those living with sickle cell. Donate blood at Red Cross to help save a life. Black excellence is in our blood. Visit redcrossblood.org/ourblood to make an appointment now.
This is Amy Brown from 4 Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
A collision between a Chinese jet and an American spy plane.
He came and rammed into our left wing.
With relations increasingly strained, what are the chances of things spinning out of control?
The Western world was asleep.
I'm Gordon Carrera. I'll be exploring the friction in this most important of relationships and asking, has the West taken its eye off the ball?
You cannot ignore China.
From BBC Radio 4, this is Shadow War, China and the West. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
State Farm believes understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount because it provides a platform to share valuable stories and information that uplifts our community. We know how valuable it is to seek support, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm's here to help, funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities, and like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.